Hi guys, welcome to Ugly Truth, the podcast. My name is Jasmine. I hope you guys are having a great week. I hope you're being kind to yourself as well as others this week. Thank you guys for tuning in for this week's episode. We will be talking about forgiveness. What does it actually mean to forgive? And how to forgive if you're struggling with it? Now, I did do this Talk with Jazz segment on Facebook, and I also asked my Instagram as well. Do they have trouble with forgiving? First of all, I want to thank everybody that participated, that commented, that was honest about their true feelings and what they're struggling with, because it's a struggle. Like, it's not easy to forgive for anybody. Anybody that says that they have learned how to forgive was once one of those people that did not know. And they had to learn as well. But I do want to bring some insight on that because I believe forgiveness is a big part of self-love and self-care. Forgiving for yourself. When you forgive somebody for your own being and your own self and mental and peace of mind, that's showing love and grace to yourself. So it's very huge to learn how to forgive. Now, first off, I want to start off with the definition of forgiveness. So forgiveness is a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance towards a person or group who have harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting. Nor does it mean condoning or excusing offenses. So when I did do my whole segment, some of the comments were saying, no, I don't forgive because that means I'm going to forget. No, I don't. You will never forget moments in your life that basically made you who you are today. Whether that was something that hurt you, whether that was an exciting moment in life, like you will never forget any of that because it helped you grow into the person you are today. So forgiveness does not mean you have to forget anything nobody's done to you. You're honestly not going to never forget the moments that someone hurt you or they said something or they done something that hurt you. Like even thinking about it, you can still feel that till this day. So forgiveness does not mean forget anything nobody's done to you. No, that's part of your story. But forgiving is for you. It's for you to heal, to grow, to learn from that experience. Whether that's learning not to let those type of people in your life no more and love them from a distance. Whether that's learning how you handled yourself in that situation and how you would change that moving forward, whatever the case may be. Forgiveness for you. It's to help you heal, to help you move on, to teach you a lesson. There's a lesson in everything. Healing is important, and if not forgiving can hinder your healing. And we all want to heal. Trust me, healing is very, very important. But holding on to that grudge or that anger, it's not good for you. It's not good for you at all. For one, life is short. We don't have time to still be focusing on what someone's done to you because it has happened. Now it's time for us to see what happened in that situation so we don't make those mistakes again. We don't allow those type of people around us. And sometimes healing can come from a close friend. You know, I also seen someone comment and say that it depends on the relationship or friendship I have with that person, if it's a big or small issue. And I totally agree. Because it can be something as simple as a disagreement. And you may have not liked what your friend said to you. And like, y'all are grown enough to sit down and talk it out and move forward from it. Now, if it comes a situation and it's like, okay, I want to talk about it and move on from it, but she wants to still be stuck in it because she's saying, oh, I said this, I said that. And like, now y'all are like at odds and it's getting worse. It all depends on the situation. All depends on the person. Everybody is not at that stage in life where they can sit down and have adult conversations about their feelings and communicate their feelings at a level that is like healthy. But forgiving does not mean that you have to rekindle anything. No, you don't. If that person done something so bad to you, and that's for you to decide. Like, can't nobody be like, oh, girl, it wasn't that bad. No, if that's something that hurts you, then you don't have to rekindle anything with nobody. Now, if it's an issue and you're like, okay, I can move on from it, I can give this person another chance, then that's very big of you. Because a lot of people, even me, because when somebody do something to me, I'm like ready to be like, done with you. Like, no, I wouldn't do that to you. You can't be a part of my life. Like, we have to part ways because I wouldn't do what you did to me. But then I had to grow up, and how learning to grow up was like a hard thing for me because I'm always ready to cut people off. Like, it's a bad thing, but it's also a good thing at the same time for me. But you don't have to rekindle anything with anybody. That's not what forgiveness means. You don't want them in your life. You don't have to have them in your life. But you do need to come to terms with accepting, hey, this is what happened. It's not my fault. Like, never, ever, ever blame yourself for the actions of someone else. If somebody else done something to you, even in a relationship, if your spouse cheats on you, and a lot of times I know for a fact, women blame themselves. Women blame themselves for what a man has done. It's not your fault, sweetheart. Those actions have everything to do with him. It has nothing to do with you. And once you start to accept that and believe that, hey, the actions of this person does not got anything to do with me. That it has everything to do with them and their character and the things they need to work on. It becomes a lot less easier for you to forgive them. Also, another method that I think is helpful as well is putting yourself in their shoes. Now, we all make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. We all have done things to hurt somebody, and whether that was intentionally or not, we all have done things. So sometimes you have to put yourself in people's shoes to not even understand why they made it. Because honestly, like I said, it has something to do with them. But understand how they got to that point. Like, what could have happened in their mind that would make them want to hurt you in any type of way? You have to put yourself in their shoes. Pretend that was you. And I know some of you may be like, because I do it. Oh, no, I still wouldn't handle it that way. Like, I would handle it this way and done things that way. But sometimes people act off emotions. Sometimes people act off hurt. Sometimes people do things because they don't even know. But like I said, it has nothing to do with you. But you will get a clear understanding by just putting yourself in their shoes, trying to understand why they made that decision. Another thing understanding that you may have played a part in that situation in some kind of way. I'm sorry to tell you, it's a hard truth, but you may have played a part in that situation. You could have done something in some kind of way. And I can tell you a little bit, or let's have a little bit of story time. So, I have daddy issues. They've become better than they have been in the past, because I've learned to forgive, of course. But I had daddy issues. Me and my dad, we don't talk. And it used to bother me, like, a lot. And it came a time when I didn't understand why. Tried to have a conversation with my dad about how I felt, and he didn't take it well. He didn't take it well, and we never spoke again. But I say that to say, I had to understand I played a part in that situation. Now listen, I'm a firm believer that as a parent in a child relationship, a child shouldn't come to you and apologize. No, you're the parent, you fix it. That's how I feel about it. Now, sometimes the kids have to come and fix it, because sometimes the parents are not at that level of not being so stubborn that they, you know, can come out and say how they feel about something. Now, I still feel like I never got the proper closure from my dad. And sometimes you don't get that proper closure. But I had to also understand, like, I played a part in that situation. When I came to him with how I felt, I don't believe I expressed it in the best way. Now, mind you, during that time, I was about 21, maybe 21, 22. And I was still learning who I am and learning how to communicate in a healthy way. So I'm sure when I said it, it didn't come out how it should have came out, to where somebody could receive it with how I felt. And I'm sure y'all know, whether it's your mom or your daddy, they can be very stubborn and very stuck in their ways. Everybody don't know how to be like, okay, I understand I made a mistake. Let me open up about it and let me fix it. That was my dad. He was not very open up about it. He was really stuck in the fact that he felt he did nothing wrong, which is cool now. I struggle with it for a bit, but it's cool now because I've learned to just forgive him. Sometimes you have to learn to forgive people without having that proper closure. That proper, well, why do you feel this way? Or why did you say that to me? You have to learn it to forgive and move on. And like I said, understand that person's actions have nothing to do with you. But I did play a huge part in our conversation about my feelings, because I may have said some things I know I shouldn't have. All because of all that emotion and anger built up, things just came flooring out. And I could have said some things I shouldn't have. It happens, but understanding you play a part in the situation, it helps you learn to forgive. As well as in relationships. Now, in relationships, we play a part in half of the things that go on. Whether that was not communicating the best, saying horrible things to each other, all of those things, like, we play a part in there some kind of way that that's why the situation occurred. And you have to sit down and actually peel back the layers to understand what situation you've played throughout those years. And let's see. So yeah, forgiveness is for you. It's to help you move on. It's time to move on. So remember, when you're learning to forgive, you are first and foremost, number one, you're forgiving for yourself, not them. They don't matter in this forgiveness process. You matter. You don't want to hold on to this anymore, so we're going to learn to forgive and move on. Also understand life is too short. We don't have time to hold grudges anymore. We want to be free from that anger. Also understand that everybody makes mistakes, even you. We're not perfect. We're all humans. Sometimes we do things we shouldn't do and we have to come back and apologize for it. And also understand some people don't apologize for it. So you can't really wait for an apology because some people are not at that stage where they even know how to properly apologize to you for something they've done. And sometimes people just feel like, hey, she deserved it. But no, you know you didn't deserve that. You don't deserve for nobody to treat you any kind of way, talk to you any kind of way, hurt you in any kind of way. You don't deserve that. So never feel like you deserved anything someone has done to you. That speaks to them and their character, not you and yours. Also understand in some situations you may have played a part in it in some kind of way. And don't forget to pray. Now, if you're really, really struggling with forgiving, ask God, God, listen, I want to learn to remove this hurt from my heart, this anger. I want to learn how to forgive this person for what they've done to me. No, God, I don't want them in my life. I don't want to rekindle anything. I just want to heal and move forward from the pain and experience that's in my heart. He will help you. He will guide you. Trust me, I know. I struggled with forgiveness for a while. Constantly wondering why this person say they love me and they done this to me. Like, it came a time when, like, it makes you sick to constantly have these thoughts of why people do the things they do. Because, like someone said, I would never do that to you. But we also have to understand they're not us, they're them. And some things we may have done to them, they may have never done to us. We're all humans. We make mistakes. It's a part of life. If you don't make a mistake, you can't learn. You can't grow. So I do hope this episode helped you guys with learning to forgive. Forgiveness is a huge part of loving yourself. Finding peace, finding love in every situation. And remember, it does not mean you have to rekindle anything. Okay? Some people not worth the even rekindling anything with them. Like, hey, I forgave you for me. And now you don't exist in my life anymore. And that's their fault because you're an amazing person. So if they can't be with you to see you grow and blossom to a better person each day, that's on them. But I hope this episode does help. I hope you guys subscribe to our podcast channel so that you can get updates on everything that's to come, new episodes each week, as well as joining our self-care one-on-one challenge. You can follow us on Instagram at Ugly Truth the Podcast. You guys have a great, great, great day. See you guys next week.